Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Today, before we start the show, we lost a wonderful woman, model, actress, mother, Kim Porter. We at Dish Nation express our condolences to Kim's family, friends, Diddy, and especially her children. Rest in peace, Kim. You will definitely be missed.
Everybody, we are so happy to be here to be dishing with you. So hop aboard the gossip train because we have so much to talk about. Frank is still out, but we have our good friend Eric Scott Smith from 95.5 KLOS right here in Los Angeles to keep me company because it's very
lonely.
It's very lonely here. And of course, who do you hear there? But our Atlanta peeps. Hey, everybody. Also, later in the show, Andrew Freund is going to be hanging out with us because he sat down with Viola Davis in the cast of Widow. So he's going to tell us all about that. I can't wait for that. And also, Emma Stone is, she's showing more skin than usual in her latest movie, and she's going to tell us why. But first, Ricky, since you're there, we're going to put you to work. What you got?
Listen, so Keeping Up with the Kardashians released a clip from this upcoming episode, and apparently cameras were rolling when Kim and Courtney visited Khloe at the hospital right after she gave birth, and also just found out that her baby daddy had been cheating. Yeah, take a look.
I feel like everyone just wants you to know that you're sorted.
I appreciate that. I do, but
it's
also everyone has their own that I know nothing about, and mine is thrown on the public of everything, and it's just, it's a lot harder to filter through stuff when it's this public and when I gave birth the following day. It's just too much.
I will be doing is looking through that phone because when you're looking through that phone, you're reading all those comments. I don't care how much money you make at the end of the day, you feel it.
Portia, you can relate to this probably the most because you're on a reality show. So if God forbid Dennis did this to you, I know that he wouldn't. But if he did, would you allow cameras in to record everything you're feeling when baby PJ's born?
Well, you know, that's why the Kardashians make the type of money that they make, because they are very, very freaking transparent, okay? That check got to be a Kardashian check for you to be able to come in there and see me deal with that right there.
Gary, if
would you?
like Portia said, if it's a Kardashian check, honey, I'd be a part of it myself.
So would you go white woman, or how would you handle it?
I would say, yes, that bastard cheated on me, but you know what? I'm really hurt by this, but... You know, I'm going to call the girls and we're going to go shopping. It's going to be okay.
And you're like, that's the truth.
And I'll have a cocktail.
Well, it's all about the Benjamins, baby. J-Lo is racking up on some serious dinero right now, y'all. According to sources, J-Lo performed in guitar last week for a 20-minute set and did a question and answer session and got paid $2 million plus another million for expenses, including private jets.
Come on, J-Lo.
Okay, talk about rolling in the dough.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, y'all. That is not all. Apparently, she's also supposed to perform at the Guitar Airways party in Los Angeles, where she'll perform another 20-minute set and earn $1.2 million.
What?
But the offer is still under negotiation, but I'm sure it won't be
anybody
any less.
Anybody doing the math on this? Did anybody write down?
Yes!
Actually, my calculator ain't even expensive enough to add that up. I mean, damn.
Okay, who want to be J J-Lo right now.
Me?
For so many reasons.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I'll take her body. I think it's weird, though. You know, a lot of times when they pay all of that money, I think it's one thing to be over there in the Middle East and to be performing for a group of people, but sometimes it's like just one guy who's got a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like royalty, yeah. And he'll just be sitting there.
And you've got to do, you've got to be like Jenny from the block, and you're like, this is so awkward.
Same,
it's just
yeah,
you and
the
I'm
same show.
Dancing.
It don't matter. I'll be a dancing fool.
Like there's 1,000 people there.
But you know what? She may have upped her fee to help A-Rod pay his child support. She may have
he can pay his own child support.
He's not making the same money, he said. So she may have helped it. She probably upped it.
Oh, my God,
girl. Well, since she want to step in and have something to say, she might do need to help. Remember, she started stepping in.
That's right, honey. She had an opinion. So you have an opinion, you got to pay.
That's right.
Wow.
Oh, just like if you at dinner with people, you don't ask how much the check is. You ain't putting in no check.
Right. Well, switching gears a little bit, everyone was saddened earlier this week when Marvel legend Stan Lee passed away at the age of 95, and stars like Hugh Jackman, Chris Pratt, and Robert Downey Jr. all paid tribute by posting selfies with him. Well, Armie Hammer didn't like that very much, and he had this to say on Twitter. So touched by all the celebrities posting pictures of themselves with Stan Lee. No better way to commemorate an absolute legend than putting up a picture of yourself.
Oh, I've heard that before.
But he did go on to clarify. He said, if Stan impacted your life, all of our lives, with his work, post his work that touched you the most. Posting a selfie makes his death about you and how cool you felt taking a picture with him,
well,
which I agree with.
You can't tell anybody,
oh,
you can't
agree
tell
with
anybody
him,
how to
y'all
agree.
Y'all need to get out y'all feelings.
I don't care. If I meet Oprah Winfrey one day and I'm putting it out in the universe, manifesting and all that, the secret stuff, because I will meet her one day and I take a picture with her and one day Oprah dies before I do, believe you me, I'm going to post that picture.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I'm going to post the picture if it's blurry and I got it right in the caption.
Oprah one day.
Well, listen, Jeffrey Dean Morgan from The Walking Dead was not very happy with Armie. And then he posted this. Looks like you found a way to use others' way of mourning and their memories to draw some attention to yourself.
Ooh.
You sound like a real asshat.
Ooh, you don't want to mess with Negan.
That's Negan.
Damn it.
You're going to take Lucille to your head.
What is an ass hat?
Eric, what's that?
Get over here, Ricky. I'll show you.
Oh, Gary, don't pretend like you've never worn an ass hat.
Gary wears ass hats all the time.
I think you know.
If you took a picture with Diana Ross, boy, you wouldn't. You would have
it
on a T-shirt, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then it would be a picture on your Instagram of you wearing the T-shirt of the picture of you and Diana Ross.
Right. I would tell nobody. I'd be like, this man just let y'all know you're an ass hat.
Well, everybody loves Gloria Estefan. I think we can all agree she's amazing. British singer Sam Smith is no exception. He loves her so much that he got on his feet and turned the beat around in this new Instagram video. Take a look. We all saw it, but did Gloria Estefan see it? Did it make its way to her? Well, it most certainly did. She saw Sam's performance, and she shared it with this message, quote, "What an incredible welcome to London. Love you, Sam Smith. Do you want to join our On Your Feet UK cast? We'll be opening on the West End this summer." So do we think that's a real invite from Gloria Estefan, or is it just a Hollywood way of going, oh, yeah, swing by. You can be in the show.
Hollywood way, honey.
Yeah, it's a Hollywood way. It's not
Oh, really? You don't think she meant it?
No.
No, that's one of those. I haven't seen you in a while. I'm going to call you, girl.
Is that how you do it?
Get together.
So good numbers.
Heidi invented that.
I don't meet anybody anywhere. I don't show up at parties. I don't. If you invite me, it's a good chance I won't come.
If you guys come to LA, I dare you to ask her to hang out with
Heidi.
Wow.
We're going to go to Heidi's house.
Thank you for telling us.
We're going to that basement. We're
going
to
the cellar. Oh, no. You guys are more than welcome when you're in LA.
Listen to her. Listen to her.
One day I'm going to hear the doorbell. I'm going to go, oh, my God, it's freaky. And the whole
thing. They're really bad.
Oh, I'm kidding. You guys are so welcome anytime.
Send that address. Drop that pin. Our next two stories involve someone's breast and someone's penis. So we've got something for everyone. Come right back. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back, everyone.
Oscar winner Emma Stone is one of the top actresses in the game, so she can also call the shots on what she will do and won't do on the screen. Mm. But recently, Emma broke one of her own career rules while filming on this film, The Favorite. Emma was filming a sex scene while with her co-star, Olivia Colman, and had a revelation that prompted her to say this about filming the scene. I had the sheet up around when we were shooting it, and we did a few takes. I said, can I please just be naked? Olivia was like, no, don't do it. Director Yorgos was like, are you sure that's what you want to do? And I was like, absolutely. I chose to do it. I was like, this makes sense to me.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Is this a lesbian scene?
This is a total full-on girl
and
now
girl. The clip. Let's play the clip.
There's a clip.
No, there's no clip.
Come on, play the clip.
No.
Please play the clip.
No,
please.
Play with the scissors later. Emma showed her breasts for the first time on this film, y'all.
Woo!
Right. First time.
One of my favorite things in a movie is favorite, but the worst thing that happens because it's not real, is when some couple has banged all night long. I mean, they've just gone every which way, flipping upside down, all these things. And then in the morning, she gets up and she wraps her entire body in that bed sheet. And I'm like,
yes.
What are you hiding?
I know.
You see what you did the night before? He's seen it. Why are you going?
The stretch marks that spell her name.
She got one leg.
Do y'all think going naked help or hurt your career?
She's at a point now where it can't hurt her because she's already established how good she is.
And she's got cute little breasts. I mean, it's not like you're like, oh, I've seen some big old jugs, you know. It's like cute little innocent breasts. You don't
What's
think much about it.
What's wrong with big old jugs? What's
because
wrong with big old...
Because yeah. it's a little bit raw.
What's wrong with big old
like
jugs?
They just look disrespectful. It looks raw.
Yeah. I like it like that.
One going to the left, I one going it. To the right. Yeah.
I like when they hang over the side of the bed. Grown woman, that's grown
Too
woman.
Much. Well, singer Miranda Lambert is a superstar in the country world, and after 4 years, she had a number one song with Jason Aldean this past summer called Drowns the Whiskey. And because of that success with him, she made this comment. She said, quote, yes, I had to sing with someone with a penis to get a number one. Ooh. I do like this person, Jason Aldean, a lot. So it was a great song with an old friend. It is interesting that I haven't even had a top 20 in a long, long time. And then it goes to number one because it's a dude.
Girl,
she got issues. Be grateful that you got on them charts, okay, since you ain't been there in so long.
Thank you.
Jason Aldean is a much bigger star. I mean, he is always charting. He's been charting for the last 4 years. And the fact that she hasn't is her own damn fault. I lived in Nashville for a while.
Thank you, Eric.
And they actually don't write their own songs. Most of the time, these artists pick out of a catalog, and she just picked the wrong songs.
That's right.
I mean, for me, I would never say anything like that because I think success happens when it's supposed to happen.
Right.
It's not necessarily because he has a penis. It could have, you know, it's a good song, and so it happened when it was supposed to happen, and I don't think that you can throw shade on what you did with Jason Aldean because he has a penis. That doesn't seem fair either. I think even if you felt that way inside, we're like, damn it, I've had hit songs, but I can't have a number one on my own. If you think that, I don't think you say it out loud because I think it's disrespectful to Jason Aldean.
And you better be careful what you say, because his fans are not going to like you anymore.
At all.
Yes, that's
the
right.
The reason they bought the song, they not going to like you no more.
Right.
I see why Blake went over there.
Right. Blake over there like, don't speak.
Yeah. No. Okay. Don't tell because it's
I'm just a girl.
Ain't no holla back, girl.
He over there going bananas.
Okay. All right, y'all, up next, Andrew Freund sat down with the ladies from the movie Widows. Hey, he'll tell you about it after the break. Dish
Nation. We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, and it's always very exciting when our friend Andrew Freund joins us because he's, yes, exactly. See, everybody, the crowd goes crazy. I love when Andrew's by because he's a world traveler. He gets to talk to all these celebrities, and recently you talked to one of my favorite people on earth, Viola Davis, who is in the new movie Widows. So you sat down with the cast, right?
I did. I went to Chicago, the Windy City, as they call it, to sit down with your long-lost sister, Viola Davis, Heidi.
Oh, did she ask about me?
She did. She asked about you a lot.
Oh, my God. Well, can we take a look?
Of course we can.
Let's take a look and see what she says about me.
Let's say the three of us were going to concoct a heist. What do you think the three of us could do as a trio? I think the only heist would be stealing some food at a fabulous restaurant. You know, I think I could pull that off.
Yeah.
I stole a dozen donuts.
I've once. Always remembered.
A dozen donuts?
Yeah.
That's a lot of donuts.
And you can eat the evidence.
Hey, that's true. I want to plan a heist, okay? Because clearly I can pull one off.
Yes. In this suit, yes.
Yes, you can.
So first I want to know, what do I need to do to pull off a good heist?
If you want it done right, do it female, clearly. yeah, that's what you need.
You need a couple girls on your team.
Yeah, because that's where the power is. And like the four women in this movie are such chameleons, and it's so amazing to watch.
Things get a little hot and steamy in this film between the two of you. Was it weird to film? Is it strange? Is it empowering? What are those scenes like to film?
Love scenes, you mean?
Yeah.
We're actors.
Yeah.
We do it.
But you make it look so real.
Well, thank you. That's the ultimate compliment.
Great.
And by the way, that was our first day together.
It was first day.
So it's like, hey, nice to meet you. Let's make out.
More or less. Steve, our director, came in at one set and said, just kiss a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And then he left.
As he's standing over us.
All right, now I have a fun little game. Mm-hmm. I have some quotes that people have said in this film. And you guys tell me who said this quote. I've always enjoyed food. But now I try to make sure that whatever I put in my body is genuinely feeding my body. Who said that?
It wasn't me.
That sounds like something
she would
say.
It was totally you. It was totally you.
Was that me?
Like, yeah, that sounds like a Cynthia thing.
Did I say, as in Cynthia said that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that is definitely me.
Belle didn't say that.
No, I was like, Belle did not say that. Cynthia definitely said that,
Oh, my goodness.
Who said this quote? I'd stare up at the sky and just dream a lot, still do. I dream that I didn't belong here, that I was going to travel a lot. I just never felt like I belonged anywhere. It's a deep quote.
I feel like this
is that you, Michelle?
That sounds like me. That's 100%.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm not upset or anything, but I didn't hear Viola Davis say anything about that. So.
Yeah. I think she was still thinking about making out with Liam Neeson.
That is crazy. Day one.
The reason why I mentioned that in the interview is this isn't like a sweet little movie kiss. This is like the world is freaking ending and we are just going to go to town on each other kind of kiss.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. So if you want to see a hot and heavy makeout sesh,
I do.
See Widows.
I love Liam Neeson's answer. He's like, Andrew, we're actors.
Oh, yeah.
We're pretending.
But when you say it with an Irish accent, we're afters.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Andrew. And when we come back, a bride found out the day before her wedding that her groom was cheating on her, and her revenge was pretty epic. We'll tell you about it after this.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Oh.
You know what they say, when a woman's fed up.
Hey. It ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing you could do about it.
Nothing at all.
Oh, Lord, and that is exactly what a jilted groom experienced. Yeah. Honey, let me tell y'all this. Y'all finna trip out.
Oh. What?
So the night before the wedding, his soon-to-be bride found out that he was sexting another woman, y'all.
Whoa.
But wait a minute. He was sending messages like, your body is incredible.
Oh.
And you know how to use it. I wish my girlfriend had half the skills you do.
Ooh.
And I miss you so much, I can't stop thinking about you.
Oh,
I've never had this kind of connection before.
Is that enough to call off the wedding?
Wait, honey.
Yeah.
Wait,
oh,
let me tell you what she did.
Okay.
So when the soon-to-be bride saw all these messages, honey, she waited until the ceremony
and
read them in front of everybody.
What?
She read
his grandma and his mom
in front
of
everybody in the whole ceremony.
You mean instead of reading her vows, she read the messages?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
And I would have had some pictures of me, a new piece sitting right there. And I said, are you serious?
I'd have been like, see him back over there? This is who I'm finna marry. Come on, baby.
Oh. And I would have had him walk down the aisle naked to show you to show you what's incredible.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.